My big brother always had a short fuse, but now it's permanently lit. Okay, it was never hard to set Will off. It used to be a game I played, mostly just for kicks. It was funny watching the blood throb in his temples. But sometimes, when trouble was staring at me and I wanted to aim it in a different direction, I'd rile Will up until he blew. Then, when Mom or Dad started griping about my behavior, I'd point at my brother, all red-faced and cussing, and ask, "What about Will?" I never thought I'd get sick of that question.
"My name's Cheryl."
"Hi, Cheryl. I'm Jackson," he said with a nervous wave. Jackson paused, unsure of how next to proceed.
"I like your notebook. Do you draw a lot?"
she asked.
"Holy Tardis of Gallifrey, she's actually talking to me. What do I do?"
"Not really," he said, playing it cool.
"Are you here to see Maggie? I'm Dr. Hamill." "Maggie? Her name is Margaret," Uncle Bub said.
"Is he that teacher that's giving you trouble?" she said.
I smiled.
"It's not funny, Harold."
I stop smiling and walk out of the room. Somehow, this gives me the strength to shove the coffin lid open. And then I become buried even more. I'm now buried by dirt in a coffin that has been buried underground. Why bury me alive? As far as I knew, I haven't pissed anyone off. Lately...